Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Welcome. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, Biomechanics Magazine, their younger brother, MVP Parent Magazine, and Right Fit Sports Fitness and Performance. We've got a great doubleheader today. Cynthia Daugherty, PhD, she's the CEO, Mastermind Performance Coach. She's an author. She's a cannabis and CBD advocate, TED speaker. So she'll be joining me along with returning Rob Fletcher, the Hall of Fame martial artist, self-defense expert. He's the founder of America's Next Great Trainer, and his self-defense program, SDI-7, is a big deal. First, let's welcome Cynthia Daugherty. She's the author of Lost, Found, and Rewired, and Cannabis Conversations, Mastermind Coach. Cynthia, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Give us, again, some background. And everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor, you know what a big deal, even as a sports podiatrist, we make out of the mind game, how important it is. I don't know if we face a greater challenge in this day and age, but that whole importance of the mental side of things. So give us some background on you and the your Mastermind Performance Coach.
Well, I have a background. I have a pretty eclectic background, actually. I have a PhD in human development and a master's degree in family therapy, and I have a second PhD in neuropsychology. And then I worked actually with some experts in the area of mindfulness and neuroplasticity. So it's a wonderful combination because you understand the whole physiology of a person inside and out, mentally and physically. And also it has a lot to do with how someone thinks. So I'm obsessed with brains. So it all just fits together in a neat package.
Yes, it's interesting, the world of high performance, the pressures of youth sports that we pay so much attention to on the Sports Doctor, hashtag hey sports parents, all of the mental side, coming back from an injury, trying to stick with your exercise or diet plan, and all of these things are so connected, and it's interesting. You know, the word mindfulness, I felt medicine 20 years ago didn't know how to spell it, Cynthia. you have another new word, mind empowerment. I think that really is a terrific word, which sums up you paying attention, you know, in the health and wellness area.
We are what we think. And we think what we bring, and it's a concept that's so critical right now for everyone because what we're thinking is what we're bringing, and we let our ego and inner chatter rule us versus us taking control of our lives. And it's not an easy task, but it can be done for all of us to lead a much better and healthier and weller life. So it's important, and our minds is the most important thing that we waste. And we're losing our mind right now with this COVID, so it's really difficult. And so this is a great time to start changing our thinking, and that will lead us to change our lives.
Yes, I think that again, that whole idea of health and wellness, and that whole connection on the attitude, and the fact that we're now paying much more attention to this whole aspect, again, whether it is trying to stay out of trouble. Of course, this pandemic is like we were invaded from Mars, and this has been a phenomenon that it's affected everybody in some way, shape, or form. Good luck to us, whether sports are going to happen whether school will happen and all of these other tremendous challenges. So the ability, I guess, out of being forced to step back, you know, who knows how many steps, and being faced with a lot of these things, you know, because over the decades on the Sports Doctor, one of the big revelations was you could train, change, transform, word you use, your thinking in your mind successfully if you learn how to do it. Is that true?
That's very true. And it's very important. Change is not a dirty word. It's actually a wonderful change is something people do not like. And it's because our brains are wired to keep us lazy and to keep repeating the same patterns over and over again. But change actually is the best thing for us in terms of our wiring and our brain. And as we age, we have a terrible tendency of wanting to be repetitive with patterns. And that's not helping us at all. If we really want to build new neural pathways and rejuvenate cells, change is the game. That's what helps that in our brains.
You know, remember we would always hear the phrase, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your comfort
zone.
You know, in one way, shape, or form, you know, everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back 10 years, give or take a few weeks. Before that, I think we have reel-to-reel hanging around, and you could see what the topics were, who the guests were. You can listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of articles I've been involved with, topics of all aspects of youth sports, the world of concussions, what about specialization. One of my most popular articles is Women in High Heels, Surviving That Challenge. I get a lot of guests from Twitter as well as LinkedIn. You want to follow us on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Cynthia Daugherty, PhD, the author of Lost, Found, and Rewired, also the author of Cannabis Conversations. What's the best website, Cynthia, for people to get information about all these different things you're doing in your books?
The Greater Self Boxes, BOXES.com is a great way to get a hold of me.
Nice title. Yes.
Thank
you. The Greater Self Boxes.com. Hey, what's in the boxes? I guess is one of the questions, you know, we might get to. You know, you wrote a book, Cannabis Conversations. I have, as long as I've known serious professional athletes, 3.5 decades, give or take a few weeks, I have heard, seen, and shared in the fact that marijuana was very, very helpful, whether it was to relieve pain, whether it was to get someone to sleep better, et cetera, et cetera. And now that the ability to have medical marijuana, these effects, even without the getting high side, the CBD side, to me is a big deal because of
it's huge.
Safety and the almost endless effects of potential that this has. And anybody who listens to my show, Dr. Cynthia, knows one of my pet peeves is we don't stop advertising prescription drugs. We're one of only two countries in the world that allows it. This constant barrage of drugs is a pill for everything. And no wonder the industry has been fighting cannabis for so long because of the fact of so many different aspects. What's your thinking and perspective? Tell us about your book.
The book is called Cannabis Conversations, and it's From Confusion to Clarity. And I write a lot about CBD and CBG and nanotechnology, which are interesting terms a lot of people are not familiar with, and its relationship to the brain. And I then interviewed 32 leading experts throughout the country, and they have their own particular genre and chapter on the effectiveness. So we have people from pain management people, we have veterinarians, we have brain therapists. We also have sex therapists, you name it. So it's a genre that...
Hey, now you're going to have a sports podiatrist.
There you go. I would love that.
Yeah,
I would
absolutely.
Love that. Absolutely.
Now, the key, I can't overemphasize, Dr. Cynthia, the safety side of CBD, which is, again, the whole world of side effects is such a big deal, regardless of what medicine. And medicines, I'm a big fan of medicines when they're indicated, and they many, many, many times are indicated. But the ability to, and holistic medicine has been a big deal, Eastern and Western medicine combinations on the sports doctor, and the idea of the acceptance starting in the side of the medical marijuana, and then the recreational capability to at least include it so that people could see if it's helpful. And, you know, we have a good friend with ICOR group with CBD, and then nanotechnology, these small, 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 small technologies of all of these different aspects are such a big part of things. And as a student of the brain, I would imagine, again, you know, everybody was always so hung up on getting high side, love it as we do, of the marijuana, for example. And now that CBD allows that to be removed, I think it's a very, very big deal for society. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. And I got involved when my mother was bedridden with cancer. And in order for her to get her opiates, she had to get a urine test. And after that, I was done to try to find out what we could do to get rid of her anxiety, her pain, and just make her feel so much more comfortable. And from there, we looked in other areas to make people's lives better. My son is very young and has arthritis, and CBD, CBG works beautifully. And so it keeps him from having to use some pretty harsh drugs to grow a dependency to them.
Now, that's huge. That happens to be gigantic. Let alone when I talk to youth athletes in high school and or college or even younger in traveling sports, and I find out that a third of them, half of them, are depending on over-the-counter pain medicine to, and that's a whole other story with the pressures and the overdue and the overuse, and the fact that this is a tremendously safe alternative that could make such a big difference. Talk in the few minutes that we have left, Dr. Cynthia, about your program. Someone says, you know, I really want to try to retrain my brain. What are some of the bullet points that people can pay attention to, and in order to be able to make these kinds of changes? And you said something the first sentence out of your mouth, and I agree with you. It's not easy. It's so much easier said than done. So, give us some bullets with your thinking and programs.
Well, first of all, it's a practice, and it's very relatable to sports, obviously, because that's a practice too, right? Every day you get in there and you practice, and the same thing happens with rewiring your brain, and it really starts initially with mindfulness, because it really, you have to stay in your presence in order to observe some of your thinking. And your thinking patterns or in your behavior patterns in order to start making some changes. So mindfulness is a big part of it. I recommend an app called Insight Timer, and it's a great app that you can put on your phone, and it helps you start with just doing some guided meditations or just some sounds. Sounds is a wonderful way to stay mindful as well. So we really work with people to calm their nervous systems down in order to be more responsive and less reactive. So when you're in traffic and you feel like you're going to blow your cool, we highly recommend doing some breathing activities or ways that you can slow yourself down so that you're slowing that respiratory system so you're less reactive, because that's not going to get you anywhere being reactive, and it's not doing your best. So we really engage with people to really sit down and really start a mindfulness practice, and that can be a lot of things. Meditation is so important. But that word itself is scary to people. People say, oh, I can't meditate because I think too much. And slowing yourself down so you're not thinking as much is an important way to start becoming better with your performance, because you need to be spot on with what you're thinking at that time. And sometimes, especially athletes, they really have to understand that they don't want to just act impulsively. They have just seconds sometimes to pull themselves back together in the moment and not thinking
that's
about
it. That's the famous phrase, the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, who shared my radio show in the 90s and worked with many great athletes, especially in the world of golf. Of course, then the term psychology, he called himself a performance enhancement consultant, because the word psychology scared so many people, what do you think's wrong with me? But again, in the moment, can you be in the moment? Can you forget about the putt you just missed? Or can you stay focused? And that's a skill. Every great figure skater that I have been involved with over the decades has been a tremendous self-visualizer, where they're really paying big attention. And these are the kinds of skills, I guess, you're talking about
exactly.
that people can learn. And, of course, I know whether it's the biggest people in the world of business or individuals in other aspects of their lives, or this tremendous sports medicine and sports world, whether it's the kids, whether it's their parents, whether it's the coaches, the idea of mental skills and the fact that you really can pay attention and learn this. And it seems that it's the acceptance has really, really grown.
Yes, and uncertainty, which is happening now, just fuels people's fear. And you have to stay in your moment of where you are
yes.
and not think
about it. We're
so
in the moment, Cynthia. Give me quickly
the
website. Give me quickly the website people could find out about you real quick.
It's called thegreaterselfboxes.com.
Thegreaterselfboxes.com. Dr. Cynthia Daugherty, thank you so much. Hold on, Cynthia. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back one of our favorite guests. Rob Fletcher is a Hall of Fame martial artist and champion. He is the innovator of this whole self-defense concept for communities, for individuals, SDI-7. He's also the creator of founder of America's Next Great Trainer. And I think he's going to be a radio host if he ain't already. Rob Fletcher, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you again for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, give us a quickie background on you and your career, mixing in what you're doing and your new stuff.
Well, I went from trainer, coach, instructor, moved on into doing events, promoting events, performing, competing at events like the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival, which many know was at one time a bodybuilding-only event, and then that evolved into the largest sports health and fitness event in the world with 300,000 attendees, 22,000 competitors, and 80 sporting events. So that's evolved into other things, and I moved on into opening my own gym, martial arts school, and sort of evolved there also in the early 90s. Where I created these programs such as, at that time, I called it karatex, so I'm dating myself there, you know, a combination of karate and aerobics, street combat type classes, self-defense workout for women, but always understanding that many were not really interested in the structured martial arts class. However, that was a stepping stone, which segued typically into a full-time martial arts student. So that was the intention, and if they didn't do that, then they have at least the knowledge of how to protect yourself, because today I think it's extremely important, especially in today's society. Everyone should have some sort of knowledge of self-defense, how to protect themselves. And then from there,
I think it's a great transition. And you'll go to a particular club, right? With your van, you'll go. You've been on 15 different television shows all over the country. You know, but the topic, again, of taking the, you know, you're a martial arts champion. And the idea of taking the clinical side and the competitive side, martial arts, and paying really attention to what's very, very important today, whether it's your young daughter who's in college, you know, whether it is just the idea of common sense self-defense, one of the ways you put it, the ability of people at least paying attention to that has become a very, very big deal. You've been a part of that growth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, as you said, you hit the nail on the head. You know, everyone's the number one, your best self-defense is prevention and awareness, bottom line. And then beyond that, should you find yourself in a potentially dangerous situation, you know, it's knowing where to strike and how to strike, and also to be mentally and emotionally strong enough to actually take action. So what I did was create this workout for, though, again, for many people who are always wanting to understand or at least know, you know, what would I do? So the concept of self-defense in 7 minutes came up, where I'm giving a seven-minute interval-style workout, sort of like a HIIT training workout, high-intensity interval training. You're 1 minute on a fighting skill and 1 minute on a strength movement. So you're doing that for 7 minutes. And then if you wanted to go beyond the seven-minute workout, you turn it into, you know, 3 to 5 7-minute intervals. But it, regardless, 7 minutes a day, enhancing a skill of how to protect yourself, knowing where and how to strike, but real street combative style tactics, and then transitioning into that strength movement. So you're building strength, your overall conditioning is improving, and then again, you're going to empower yourself with confidence, you know, saying that, you know, I can do this, I can protect myself, especially with women, you know. But regardless of who you are, really, you know, having the knowledge of where and how to strike, you know, knowing the primary target areas, and then what strikes can I use, you know, especially the weaker person against stronger attack.
You know, you've always been an educator. I think that's, you know, where also, you know, your organization, America's Next Great Trainer, again, is educating the individual. Again, you know, the world of fitness has exploded. You know, you mentioned Arnold's great show. That was the first giant event just about in the coronavirus that was canceled in March.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had an event
just
prior to that week.
Just about the first,
yes. Exactly, yes,
like,
it was.
Yes, the idea.
Beginning of March.
You know,
Yeah, beginning of March.
Can you? We'll see. Hopefully, you know that will happen. You know, I schools and communities, I think, seem to be very interested. I always felt, Rob, you know, I always bug you every time you're on the show. I say, why isn't self-defense in school? The idea of common sense and self-defense and something that would be included in a young boy or girl's education, let alone with the whole concept of bullying and what a big deal that is.
Right.
But getting things to be added to the school system is a tough sell, you know?
Very, very tough sell. Yeah, very tough sell. And that's when I was marketing, and I knew that, you know, way back in the early 90s, that it was very difficult to go into a school and say, I would like to teach your students self-defense. So what I did at that time, I sort of did an end-around sweep. I had a program called Safe Students Aware, Focused, and Educated to Live a Positive, Healthy, Self-Protective Lifestyle, where it focused on the three components, the physical, the mental, the emotional, handling social situations, you know, where you feel like you're either being a victim of a bully or you are a bully, and then giving these different scenarios. But what you just said, you know, I've felt my whole life, and you know Dr. Bob Goldman very well, he and I have these conversations frequently. You know, can you imagine a strong, well-structured martial arts program in schools? Because martial arts, as we all know, goes way beyond the self-defense.
You know, Goldman, our friend, I think I taught the podiatry in one of the beginning National Association of Strength and Conditioning. One of the greatest innovators in the world of medical education.
Oh yeah, no
medical
question.
Drawings, really Goldman, though, so much, you know, different things in so many ways. Really, really an innovator in anti-aging, again in so many different associations. Mental drawing of different machines and other aspects. So hello, Dr. Bob from Dr. Bob, right, Rob?
Yeah.
What are the letters SDI? I know it's 7 minutes. What's SDI stand for?
Self defense in 7 minutes. So SD for self defense, and then in 7 minutes. And again, what's happening now, which is especially for trainers, you know, I've always worked with many trainers, coaches, and instructors on, you know, I have a very strong background in marketing and promotion. And especially right now with everything that's happening, the one thing that I definitely would suggest to trainers, many people, as we try to transition back to some sort of normalcy, people are going to be very reluctant to just jump right back into the game like it once was. But I have a mobile unit, which is working out very well, and I would strongly recommend, you know, trainers really hone in on, you know, more of those smaller groups and one-to-one training, working on pricing.
What's the website, Rob? What's the best site people can go to find out about the 12 things you're doing?
SDI7HIIT.com. SDI7HIIT.com. My Instagram is SDI7HIIT. So the Instagram, you'll get a ton of information there, too. On both.
Great stuff. Everybody listening to the Sports Doc, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. You might catch two or three shows with Rob on that show, guests from all over the world, endless array of, again, sports medicine, fitness and wellness, nutrition topics, so many great guests. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read about a lot of the exciting articles I've been part of in the Lower Extremity Review, one of our sponsors, things we're writing for MVP Parent Magazine, the excitement over the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, the challenge of sports medicine, lots of great stuff. You know, we have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We get a lot of guests from Twitter. We also publish a lot of great information at SportsDoc. DOC Radio. We're talking with Rob Fletcher, Hall of Fame, a martial artist, the founder of the whole America's Next Great Trainer, which was involved with the Arnold Schwarzenegger Big Super Show in Ohio, and his new self-defense in 7 minutes, HIIT, Are you going to be a are you going to be doing a radio show, Rob?
Yeah, well, right now it's because everything that's happening, it's been a little delayed. We were supposed to start up already, but New York is, although we're doing okay, we're a little bit behind on getting started. But yes, 93.5 WTBQ FM New York.
Yeah,
here.
I'm
very
looking forward. I told you, the sports doctor will be glad to join you.
Oh, no, for sure.
Every person, Rob, every industry, everything everybody's doing has been and is affected by what's going on. It's a gigantic crapshoot. It's interesting with the mental expert that I was just talking with, Dr. Cynthia Daugherty.
Yeah, that was a great interview, by the way.
Yes, our awesome. First guest. You know, good luck to us with the challenge of, you know, like you mentioned, you know, the semblance of new normalcy. You know, what does that mean with our kids going back to school? Or what does that mean with professional sports? Will anybody be able to successfully play sports this
scary time, unpredictable, uncertain.
This is a gigantic, and this is so much anxiety for everybody. There's no doubt about it, and I make a comparison on the sports doctor. I know it's crazy, but it's sort of like we were invaded from Mars, and everybody's trying to deal with all of these different things that are happening at the same time, and the reality is, we're the epicenter. The reality is, the United States is the epicenter times 10, and somehow we have to be able to deal with this. Exercise is one of our greatest medicines.
No question. I hope people are doing that too, Dr. Bob. What you just said is key, because right now people can use this time. They don't have jobs, so a lot of people now are looking. They're drinking a little bit more. They're eating a little bit more. There's less activity going on. But everyone makes their own excuse. It's a terrible time we're experiencing right now. But I think this is where people have to dial in and really adhere to their own personal fitness program, because that's going to help clear their mind to stay positive, to stay strong. And that's why these at-home workouts and personal trainers, I'm sure if they're not doing it yet, I hope they get on board soon. You know, there's so much opportunity right now, and that's the way that you have to look at it. You know, yes, things have changed dramatically. We don't know when it's going to be any type of normal anytime soon, so you have to figure out what it is that I can do today, right now, that will, you know, whether it's your career, whether it's you personal development. But as you said, it's high anxiety. And I'm not talking like this is easy to do for myself. I mean, because I'm going through the roller coaster also. So I have to, my days are much better when my workout is done. So hopefully people are hearing
their
at-home workouts.
It's one of my cynical comments on the sports doctor over the decades. It's hard to be pissed off or aggravated when you're exercising. It really is. It's just, of course, the challenge is to include it, to get started, and the kinds of challenges that it takes. The anti-stress is, again, such a big part of exercise. Now, again, when we're talking with champions like Rob Fletcher, with Hall of Famers who have already walked the talk mentally. Again, we talk so much of the mind game on the sports doctor. If I'm not talking about sports podiatry, the role of the foot, we're going to talk more about that and the whole world of self-defense, fitness, and wellness with Rob Fletcher when we'll be back. It's the sports doctor, everybody, live from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Hall of Fame martial artist Rob Fletcher. We're talking about his whole world of self-defense, his program, SDI7HIT, actually HIIT, Self-Defense in 7 Minutes, the whole importance of including fitness, especially in what we're all dealing with today in this high wire act of COVID anxiety and the whole mental side of things. But absolutely, with the chaos, the real important side of topic, sports doctors always taken seriously, which was including self-defense, getting this education to the people who really, really count. You know, whether it's women or whether it's children or whether it's everybody. You know, I was talking, Rob, about, you know, the mindset of the champion, like you were talking about how important the mindset is about people following through, including or initiating exercise and this whole thing regarding dealing with what's going on. And people who have become a champion in competition, you know, have that skill. A lot of people have to really, really learn that skill of, you know what it's like to get up every day and train for years. So, you know, you're probably not a tough sell getting you to follow through on what you're doing, you know? Right.
A program that's achievable and realistic that you're going to stick to, that you don't have to dread, say, I have to spend an hour in my living room. The first thing, especially in this time, I strongly encourage people, you know, because we can easily get down and get caught up with the tremendous amount, overwhelming amount of media that is we are allowing to manifest within ourselves and having a negative perspective on the future, which for very understandable. However, start your day out with positive, inspirational videos, readings, reaffirm positive affirmations, mantras. You have to fuel yourself, your mind and soul with good things, and it has to be consistent. And even if you take 5 to 10 minutes a day, meditation, visualization, you know, seeing. Jack Nicklaus was one of the first when I started to see this visualization thing. He would see every shot before he hit that golf ball. He would see the trajectory of the shot. He would see where it would land. But today, the mind is your most powerful weapon. And if you have to start your day off every day with feeding it good, strong, positive vibes, you know, mantras, affirmations, readings. YouTube is filled with very inspirational videos to get
now,
your juices flowing.
You mix a lot of different aspects into your world of training. You know, I watched some of your videos. You're doing boxing exercises. You're working with kettlebells. You're working with free weights. You're working with all sorts of different, one of my favorites, elastic bands and rubber bands.
Don't forget sand dunes.
You mix it up.
Yep. Yeah, no, I like variety. I'm fortunate enough to, you know, be very diverse that way. I always look to expand my knowledge in every form of fitness. And, you know, that's endless. That's an endless study. So always a student there. And then implementing what I like into what I do. And then trying it myself. And then applying it to, you know, others when I'm training with them to see, you know, what types of things that movements that they like to do and that are achievable for them. But keep variety is very, very important.
What are the ages you're dealing with? You know that on the Sports Doctor, we make such a big deal about youth sports. That's why I co-authored the book, Hashtag Sports Parents, because of the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. And how much does your world coincide with some of these young athletes, regardless of their sports?
Yeah, it's just tremendous. You know, my first it was martial arts, but kids today, I'm blessed to have that experience of having to work with kids as young as 3 years old. You know, so throughout my entire life, I've worked with young kids, and then taking what they want to do, whether it's, complementing another sport or just wanting to get better physically. So depending on what the goals are, you design the program around that, but really affects them, as you mentioned earlier, mentally and emotionally. And that's the beautiful thing. You know, you're giving them a strong foundation, and parents that really discipline their kids to do some sort of exercise program or activity, you know, that's part of life. Your exercise is a lifestyle. Health, fitness is a lifestyle, and that has to be included in our day-to-day activities. And we always have to find time for that. You have to make yourself, in an unselfish way, you make yourself priority number one. Because if you take care of you, everything else will take care of itself.
Now, in some of your training, I remember some of these individuals you've had on the show, target-focused training. The idea in the self-defense concept, specific areas, do people find that acceptable? Do they find that a little difficult to deal with? Oh, you know, we're talking about, you know, areas, learning how to, you know, in the world of self-defense. Is that still a hard sell, Rob, as far as that part of the self-defense, knowing how to hurt somebody?
we teach the reality of it because that's the reality of it. At the end of the day,
yes.
Should you find yourself, but people today are mentally and emotionally at that level of I want to know how to fight back. They accept it. I want to have to defend myself.
I want my kids to know how
to defend themselves.
Over the past few decades, absolutely an acceptance of the fact of how important this topic is, and not necessarily shying away from the reality of some of these challenges that people of all ages, are facing. And, you know, now, again, that's an interesting concept, 7 minutes, you know.
7 minutes.
Where you
and again,
get a lot done.
You'll get a lot done. Well, you and I both know. So you take someone who is really not exercised or someone that is exercising. So perfect example. You're going to start off with a self-defense and 7 minutes workout. So your first minute, you're on a jab, cross, hook, elbow strike, knee. So that's your combination. So that's your skill. Now we're going to transition for the next minute into body squats if you're just beginning for 1 minute. And then if you want to progress from there, jump squats. And we all know what jump squats will do in 1 minute. So now you go back to your fighting skill for 1 minute, back and forth for 7 full minutes. It's a great workout, and especially right now in today's time where people have to find the time to work out in their living room, in their homes, or outside in their backyard. But the workouts are awesome, and it includes, as I said, you know, many different, endless library of exercises and an endless library of combination movements.
Yes, now you, of course, you're a champion athlete. You pay big attention in your whole world to the role of nutrition also, don't you?
I do. I am not a nutritionist, but I absolutely do. Many of my friends, as you know, they're all in that world, and I am always picking everyone's brain about health and nutrition. And there, you know, I advise people on a general healthy guideline to follow because most people just don't know, you know, what to do. You have to give them a roadmap, you know, give them a little blueprint. And
hey, Rob,
it's just simple things.
Rob,
yes,
I
sir.
Can't believe it. We're about out of time. Give me the website again quickly.
Sure. SDI, the number 7, HIIT.com. Instagram is SDI, the number 7, HIIT. Self-defense in 7 minutes, high-intensity interval training.
Time flies with Fletcher. We'll be right back. Rob, hold on. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctors In segment. We preview a couple of upcoming shows. We answer three emails and we bring people up to date with different questions and topics about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the online Hey Sports Parents and Sports Doctors In program. Next week, one of my favorite sports orthopedic surgeons returns from Philly, Dr. Nick Denuble. Then a health and wellness pharmacist, Melissa Balazan, is going to join us. The following week, one of the leaders in pediatric sports medicine, Dr. Chris Coutures, will be returning. And then Suzanne Gray, she is the founder of Right Fit, one of our proud sponsors, wellness fitness performance. Few emails. Barry writes, I'm a 25-year-old recreational runner. I've run for years, the past 2 years on and off, metatarsalgia. Metatarsalgia, Barry, is inflammation, soreness under the ball of the foot. Usually it's the second toe, third toe, fourth toe area. We drew a circle, like a silver dollar-sized area, many times underneath those joints. Sometimes it's specifically that second metatarsophalangeal joint that is a culprit. When it's been persistent, like it sounds like with you, we start paying big attention to mechanics. An individual who has a long second toe, more prominent metatarsal joint, can be susceptible to pounding that area. The diagnosis is kind of vague. You know, we can have a stress fracture in that bone or joint. We can have a bone bruise. Metatarsalgia is inflammation of the capsule, the soft tissues, the tendons. The good news, Barry, is custom orthotics, which will redistribute weight properly over the ball of the foot, and sometimes will cup that area specifically. Can be very, very helpful and preventative. Treatment involves some intelligent rest. Maybe you'd be a walker instead of running. A lot of times physical therapy can be very, very helpful. You want to make sure you're in the right shoe. See podiatry. Pay big attention to orthotics. Karen says, my 11-year-old daughter plays tennis since she's 9 years old. She's playing 5 days a week. Her doctors have talked about laxity with her ankles, causing ankle discomfort, sometimes knee discomfort. You know, ligamentous laxity, Karen, is a rubber band-like looseness of the attachments and the tendons of the joints. It can be all throughout the body, wrists, elbows, knees, ankles. It could be low extremity oriented. And we can really help these kids with custom orthotics for optimum control and positional alignment of the foot ankle, regardless of whether she's got high arches or flat feet. Commonly, the laxity is with that flat foot, pronated foot, and strengthening and physical therapy, and proper shoe selection. So you really want to see physical therapy for the strengthening and stability. Rubber bands, balance work, very helpful. Again, orthotics can make a gigantic difference in abusing areas above the ankle, like shin splint, knee problems, because of that collapse of that foot ankle. Bill says, you talk so much about orthotics and figure skating. Give me some generalities. I'm sorry. Bill. The proper alignment of orthotics many times is overemphasized properly when we come into the world of figure skating, because in figure skating, we raise, hockey, any skating, we raise the center of gravity foot inch or two off the ice, and we're balancing on a very, very small, usually eighth-inch wide blade, and any kind of instability, imbalance in the foot ankle is magnified by those factors. One of the big roles of orthotics, and I've been putting orthotics in skates 40 years, everybody knows, my real poster boy, Evan Lysacek, was the 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in the skates. 2 days ago, I was casting a 10-year-old from the same coach for orthotics for her skates. Optimum alignment is usually very helpful, not only in preventing problems. And for years, still to this day, 80% of the time I'm putting orthotics in skates is because something hurts. My daughter's knees hurt, her ankles hurt, her feet hurts, her arches hurt, his ankles hurt. And what's very exciting is that besides being very, very helpful in reducing these types of problems, it enhances everything about skating performance-wise. Edging, balance, speed, stability, landing, push-off. So you want to pay big attention to that role. And if you go to my website, Sports Doctor Radio, if you go to newspaper articles, you go back to 2010, Podiatry Management, you read a whole article on figure skating, the gold medal in orthotics. I'm excited. You know, my co-author, Sharkey Zartman, just came out with another book, Winning at Aging. It's got my quote on the top front cover. I'm very proud of that. She's going to be joining me in early August, mid-August, and talk about her book. Again, everybody is aware, Sharkey Zartman. She's been a radio host for years on Healthy Life Radio, a great network that I spent about 4 years on. She's a health and wellness professor, college professor, and she's a Hall of Famer, national team player in the world of volleyball. And we continue to talk so much about the book and continue to have people who are involved in the book, on my new program, my online program, Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor is In. Go to www.thesportsdoctor.online, because the expert, I have over 20 experts who are participating in availability. My role with the program is to act as a sports medicine quarterback, in order to make recommendations and talk about your son or daughter. I've had two or three different figure skaters that have had injuries, and we were talking about their training, we were talking about their nutrition, we were talking about orthotics, and trying to come up with a game plan. Today, it's crazy with the lack of sports, with the return, hopefully, of sports, with kids who haven't done anything for months, and the challenges of not getting injured and trying to be at our best, all of these challenges is what Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In is all about. So whether that mom and dad are dealing with a specific injury of their son or daughter, or they're interested in what level of coaching, talk about our upcoming documentary. 2 weeks ago, we had Joe Franco on. He's the producer-director of Where Our Children Play, Challenge of Youth Sports, which will be coming out sometime in this next 6 months to a year. Who knows, in this crazy world. The business of youth sports, the $20 billion business, how to navigate it, what to pay attention to, in what regard. And this is one of the reasons, again, we brought these experts, eight different experts in the book, which is still available on Amazon, and Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In, www.thesportsdoctor.online. Hey, everybody, stay safe, stay informed. See you next week. It's The Sports Doctor. Thank you.